Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just the two of us. I've got some things I want to talk about. And as we continue to celebrate our 22nd anniversary, I want to talk about intangible motivation producing tangible results. So imagine that your best employee just resigned. Ooh, I know it's scary, right? Think of that. Your best employee just walked in and says, "Boss, I'm out of here." Yeah, it's been 20 years, but I'm out of here. So think about this now. How much would it cost, directly or indirectly, to find, hire, train, and replace, and get that replacement to the productivity level, trust in all, know where bodies are buried? How much would it cost, directly and indirectly, to do all that to get that new employee to the level of your existing employee who just walked out your door for the last time? So you already know the answer, right? We're talking years and lots of money. Not a scenario you want to contemplate, I know. But there are many reasons why someone leaves a job, but decades of exit interview records show that compensation is almost never the main reason. Consequently, it's an article of faith that employees don't leave companies, they leave people, usually a manager. That means that such a disruptive circumstance is likely not only preventable, but the solution is essentially one of those intangibles that cost you little to nothing, often just some of your time and your attention. Motivation is one of those intangibles, and smart business owners know about its power, the power of motivation. They've experienced the direct link between motivating employees to be successful in their assignments and the success of their business. You can become one of those smart managers before a key employee turns his keys in or her keys in by merely just because you couldn't come up with a reason to motivate them. They left you because they couldn't come up. You can prevent that if you know what I call the six motivational best practices. And here's the first one. Communication. Nothing is more fundamental to having a loyal, productive, an engaged employee than good communication. If you're having problems keeping good employees, the low-hanging fruit for you might be just start talking with, not to. Talk with, not to, your people. And do it face-to-face. Do more face-to-face. Second, number two is professionalism. This isn't the aggregation of proper business etiquette and interpersonal behavior. And it's a key pillar in the motivational structure. A professional environment fosters pride, performance, and loyalty. I'm going to say that again. A professional environment fosters pride, performance, and loyalty. Devotion to your own professionalism will help employees achieve and value theirs. And don't forget to recognize when they make progress professionally, don't forget to recognize that. Number three. Management style. Check yours. Are you a leader or are you a driver? Drivers disregard and use others as a means to an end. They're identified by high employee turnover. Boss, I'm leaving. I'm sick of you. That's how they're identified. Drivers. Leaders value their people by encouraging them to be successful in their assignments, recognizing that your people aren't just there for a job. They want to be successful in what they do for you. And those leaders are identified by the double digits representing the average number of years their employees have been with them. If you're a leader, employees want to follow you. They're also identified by the multiple black digits to the left of the decimal on their bottom line. Number four is training. Employee training pays operational and motivational dividends. It fosters knowledge, which fosters self-confidence, which fosters leadership and loyalty, which fosters customer loyalty, which brings us right back to those black numbers I just mentioned. How's that for a training straight line between motivation and return on investment? Training fosters knowledge, self-confidence, leadership, loyalty, which fosters customer loyalty, and that's where the bottom line black numbers come from. That was important to restate. Number five, recognition. A robin noticed a turtle sitting on top of a fence post. When the robin stopped to ask how he got there, the turtle replied, "Well, obviously not by myself." So when you're talking about your company and how about what your company has done, the success you had, et cetera, be sure to manage your pronouns with motivation in mind. When you talk about, oh boy, the last 5 years or the last 20 years or blah, blah, blah. When you're talking about that to anyone, be sure to manage your pronouns with motivation in mind. Whenever I can be replaced with we, do it. You see this in politicians all the time. I've done this, I've done that. Well, the truth is the team did that. And when you say I, their team probably felt left out. This tiny two-letter pronoun, we, is a powerful verbal high five that resonates and sustains motivation energy throughout your organization. We did this. Not I did this. Number six is fun. The last one is fun. Motivate your team by encouraging fun at work. In my long career, the people and organizations I've observed as being the most successful are those who took the time, they took their work very seriously, but they didn't take themselves seriously. My folks, having fun isn't just a result of success. It's also the cause of success. Having fun isn't just the result of success. It's also the cause of it. Motivating employees to be successful in their assignments is not only good business, it's the right thing to do. Think about it, folks. The intangible motivation that's out there won't cost you anything but a little bit of time and inclination. Focus on it, and it will return you tangible results, including on the bottom line. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back. Really, couldn't get away too
soon. I can't imagine any... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.